Welcome to Animal Tracks Audio Archive.
It was a sunny, cool morning, Thursday, December 18, 1997. Nearly 1,000 people, mostly local citizens, had gathered in the southeastern Kentucky coal country near Hazard at what was then called the Cypress-Amax Wildlife Management Area. Seven elk had been captured in western Kansas and brought to Kentucky on board a cattle trailer, and those first few elk were the start of something big. Releasing them into the Kentucky hills would mark the first time elk had roamed freely in our state since Abe Lincoln was president. Unlatching the trailer door was Kentucky Governor Paul Patton. Throughout the valley, you could hear the cheer of the crowd. Arriving at this historic day didn't come easy. It was the result of many partnerships, including one immense partnership with the citizens of eastern Kentucky. The late 90s found elk in Kentucky hills and in Kentucky headlines. Outdoor writer J.B. Garland with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife covered elk restoration in Kentucky more extensively than any other journalist in the state. She talks to Animal Tracks now about those early days.
The first elk release was a public elk release. Hundreds of people came out. There were busloads of school children. They were just curious locals, still wanted to see and be a part of what was going on. The releases afterwards, they were much more secretive, the goal being to put as little stress on the animals as possible. They're coming off a truck after a 1,000-mile journey into a new, different kind of environment. So we wanted those to be very low stress, usually early in the morning, in remote places where they wouldn't be contacted with people. But also, it's interesting how no matter where we went or what time of day it was, people would show up. People would have their CBs on and they'd intercept the calls. A lot of times when I would go to these elk releases, I wouldn't even know where they were going to be till I was on the road. And I'd have a hard time finding the place and there'd be 10 or 20 people there. And they just wanted, I think it had to have been local people. They really wanted to be a part of it. They could tell how special it was. You know, it didn't cause a problem, but it did also allow some people to have a special moment. You know, it was a terrible time for photos. You couldn't get a photo then in the early light, or it was always snowing or raining, and it was muddy and in these remote mining locations that you could barely get to. But there were always people that showed up to be part of it.